Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
By 1888, after Carrie H. Lippincott's father had died, the family left New Jersey for Minnesota. They settled in Minneapolis, and suddenly Carrie Lippincott, still in her 20s, had a mother, sister, and brother-in-law to support. She went to seed, literally. W. Attlee Burpee, with his Burpee Seed Catalog, had proved seeds were a big business. The Pennsylvanian had popularized the Surehead cabbage and the long orange carrot. He'd introduced better celery, pepper, and radish plants. But Carrie Lippincott had a different idea for her seed business. She would only sell flower seeds and target her attractive illustrated catalogs to the overlooked female buyer. By 1896, Lippincott's Minneapolis business was mailing catalogs nationwide. She chatted to her customers with brief greetings. She included illustrations of the brick building where her Minneapolis seed women packeted seeds, opened correspondence, and fulfilled orders. 150,000 orders in 1896 alone. By then, Carrie H. Lippincott had become the pioneer seedswoman, the first woman to own and operate a seed business in America.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.